Hello, we are Edwina
and Rob,
and we're the youth leaders at Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom and Ireland Territory.
Our 11 to 16 year old group is called Integrate, the name of which was chosen by the young people themselves.
These podcasts are being produced in place of our usual group meetings on a Sunday, and we hope you find them useful until we meet again. God Almighty, we give you praise. Oh, yeah. Your love is amazing, never ending, unrelenting. I know your love is amazing, no conditions, nothing missing. I know your love is amazing.
When you hear the word bold, what do you think of? Washing powder? A font tool? The song Be Bold, Be Strong, maybe? God's Love Part 2 explores the boldness of God's love.
God's love is bold. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, we read, "As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.' 'Martha, Martha,' the Lord answered, 'you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.'" We've all heard this story, the story of Mary and Martha when Jesus visits them. Mary is sitting by the Lord's feet, while Martha is busy getting things ready, making dinner, etc. When we read this story, we can relate to Mary or to Martha. I always relate to Martha. I'm the type of person who is doing stuff behind the scenes and just wants everything to be perfect for the guests or for whatever event is happening. Martha makes a bold statement to Jesus. She is certain of what needs to happen and unafraid to say something. But I am always reminded that Mary's example is the one we need to follow. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." You can find this passage in John chapter 11, verses 17 to 27. Again, Martha makes a bold statement, doesn't she? She loved her brother and wanted him to come back, but she also trusted in the Lord and wasn't afraid to share that too. Although Martha may have doubted the way things happened, she never doubted the Lord and she boldly shared her faith. God's love is bold. He made a bold statement when he brought Jesus into the world as a tiny baby. He made a bold statement when the blind man could see. He made a bold statement when 5,000 were fed. He made a bold statement when he raised Lazarus from the dead. He made a bold statement when he hung on the cross and died. He made a bold statement when he rose again. The passage from John shows us that we can learn from Martha as well. In the midst of tragedy and joy, she is not afraid to boldly share her faith in Christ. Martha is certainly a reminder and example to us every day. Life isn't always easy, and sharing God's love can be even harder, but the opportunity is always there. God's love is bold for you and for me. Let's be bold and share God's love. Dear God, thank you for giving us examples like Martha to remind us of the importance of sharing our faith. Help us to be bold in showing your love to others and remind us that our faithfulness is for you alone. Amen.
How easy do you find it to be content? Next week we consider God enabling us to be content in each and every moment.
Person or parent and want to know more about Integrate, please look on our website or social media pages to contact us.